Chloe, how'd you feel in your leg?
I felt pretty good. Me and Mariah had a really good handoff where I could get out good and then stick with the girl in front of me and finally catch her at the end and put Ava in a better place.
I know you're really looking forward to this event and being able to come out here and close out the meet like this. What were the emotions going through your mind?
It was just like we made it. We made it to the finals, so there's just like the pressure is off of us and we just have to have fun and enjoy it.
I guess from your perspective, how do you feel like the improvement this group has made has gone?
I feel like we've improved a lot. We encourage each other so much, and we just push each other to set our times and get our goals. So.
I'll ask you about the jerseys here in a minute, but Ava, your thoughts?
Yeah, my legs were a little tired coming off of that 15, but I knew that I just had to push through and find another gear, and my teammates always do such a good job of getting me in a good place to know where I can get a few more people and cut down some seconds, so that's really nice that I can rely on my teammates too.
How tough was the turnaround from running the distance race earlier?
It was a little bit more because, I don't know if you saw, but I kind of went out a little bit too hard, so I was a little tired, but it's okay, yeah. I had a longer break than I usually do at normal meets, so that was fun.
You've had a busy weekend. What's the whole experience been like for you?
It's been awesome. I've just been really happy with our whole team as a whole's performance, and I've set a lot of PRs. I know others have too, so it's just really fun and inspiring to see everybody's time drop at big meet like this.
Chloe, Dad found a stash of white uniforms.
Yep. They had exactly four from a couple years back when they made it to Drake in finals, I'm pretty sure. So he decided to surprise us if we made it to the finals. So